Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it was another tough loss for the Tennessee Volunteers over the weekend, this time at the hands of the Kentucky Wildcats. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. Josh, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Hey, doing well. Good morning.
So, Josh, obviously another disappointing performance for the Vols on Saturday. They fall at the hands of Kentucky, and it's been pretty amazing to watch just the inconsistency with this group, particularly on offense. What did you think of the game on Saturday for Tennessee against Kentucky, and how concerning at this point is the inconsistency that they've shown pretty regularly as of late to this point?
Yeah, I think the frustrating thing is that a couple of weeks ago we were talking about how most consistent thing about Tennessee is the inconsistency, and that has continued on the last couple of weeks, and it showed up again on Saturday with Tennessee at home against a Kentucky team that the Vols had just shown they were better than 2 weeks ago, in my opinion, up there at Kentucky. I know that's not a strong opinion. Look at the records and look at the season of those two teams, but head-to-head, look at the way that that game went in the second half. When Tennessee turned it on, it was a much better team than Kentucky. But Tennessee never turned it on at any point on Saturday against Kentucky, which was not very good in the second half, and still was able to control the game throughout the final 20 minutes of the game. And I know that Josiah Jordan James didn't play, and he is important, and I don't think Tennessee loses by 15 with him. But I think the bigger concern is that there are just too many stretches where it seems that the energy is not there, that they don't have an identity of what they need to do, whether Josiah is playing or not, or whether they have Jaden Springer or not. They've had different injury issues, but the same problems continue to be there, and they're trying to figure out where they are offensively. And to your last part of the question there, how concerning? Well, you have a couple weeks to go, and then it's postseason time. And on Friday's show on Sports 180 in Knoxville, we talked to Associate Head Coach Mike Schwartz, and he said, right now is when you need to be putting it together. And we're still talking about what Tennessee has needed to put together for the last several weeks, last couple of months now.
So if there's one guy on this team, Josh, who you would fix, so to speak, if you said if this guy finds his best game consistently the rest of the way, it will make the biggest difference. Who would that be?
I think I would probably go back to John Fulkerson, because I believe if you have John Fulkerson doing that, playing at his best or close to it on a regular basis, takes pressure off the freshman. I think overall, I think we'll see Jaden Springer bounce back. That would be my guess. I don't have as much confidence if that happens with Fulkerson, because it's been a more extended conversation with him. Take out the South Carolina game, and South Carolina, one of the easier opponents to go up against in the league, and we're back to having the same chat with him that we have for so long. So I think I would go with Fulkerson, a guy that last year did turn it on at this time of the year, and it didn't mean much for team success, and meaning where the team was going, but look at what he did against Kentucky last year. Look at what he was doing down the stretch to become an all-SEC level player, and it just hasn't been there in conference play. So I would go with Fulkerson, and from there believe that James, Springer, Johnson, Vescovi here and there, that they will be able to figure out enough for you offensively.
So, Josh, to that point, what do you think is going on with Fulkerson right now? Is it just purely confidence at this point, because he just doesn't look like the same guy, not anywhere near as aggressive as he was last season? What do you think is going on with him right now so far this year?
I don't know. I don't know if there's more to the story than what we know with what we see on the court and what we hear after games, but the South Carolina game where he looked really good and looked like maybe it could be a bounce-back opportunity, that doesn't appear to be the case. At least we look at Saturday and we can't say that again. I don't think the Tennessee staff has done a great job of helping him either make plays, create plays within the offense. He's not Trent Williams throwing the basketball and then the offense is going to run through him. I don't think it works that way. And I think there have been too many frustrating possessions, and it goes to the overall theme of the offense, but we're focusing on the ball, and you know, maybe he's able to score, but he's unlikely to in an isolated situation, and it hasn't worked out. So the idea of play inside out, Fulkerson and Pons, it works great on paper maybe, but I don't know that those are the guys that are going to do that for you. So I think they need to do a better job of figuring out ways to create scoring opportunities for Fulkerson, because we know that he can do it, but I don't know that he's been in the best position to. And it seems like on the court, he's still trying to figure out, while other players are trying to figure out what they're trying to do and maybe how to get him going as well.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like he opts for the fadeaway jumper over anything else at this point, which I don't totally understand why. But to your point, I feel like it looks to me like Rick Barnes and his staff have kind of gone away from going to him, right? I mean, so it's sort of like chicken and egg on that. Like, did he finally force their hand on that, or have they gone to it too early? I don't know, but I would agree. Like, if you could get some level of reliable post play out of him, it would make a big difference. In the meantime, there's so many bigs on this team, but none of them, obviously Plavšić, you know, is a non-factor. I thought Anisicki was good early, but he's faded. What about Kamwa? I mean, I feel like maybe he's a guy who could get more minutes. I kind of like what I'm seeing. At least he gives them a little bit of physicality in there that they're lacking. What do you think about him moving forward?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you're looking for a positive as the season has gone along, I think Olivier Kamwa has become more confident on the floor. I think the coaches have they've always believed in his ability. I think they believe in more of how he's responded as this season has gone along. And part of that is because Anisicki has not responded. He had a couple of games here in the last couple of weeks where I think they were doing what he did out there on the floor. But I was wrong there. I thought EJ Anisicki would come in and make a pretty significant impact with his ability to rebound and do a number of different things, be where he needed to be on the floor to help a little bit offensively. While he would not be a go-to scorer for Tennessee, it just hasn't played out that way. So the post presence has not been what Tennessee has needed. And if you're going to look for an area to criticize in recruiting, it would come back to post play. They just haven't recruited at a really high level there, and that's partly why we're having this conversation. There was a lot of talk and excitement even with Uros Plavšić coming to Tennessee, but he just hasn't provided much on the floor. Same with Drew Pember, who was a local prospect. There just hasn't been anything there. So they need more. Coy Walker was a guy that maybe they thought could come in, but was slowed at the start because of injury, and he has not been a factor this year. He's just a true freshman, but a forward that maybe could have provided a little length and athleticism, and it just hasn't been there. So part of it's development, part of it's the overall personnel conversation. And I think maybe that's part of what's affecting what they can do offensively. You know, back to Fulkerson, he is the guy that you're going to say, okay, he's your post presence that can score, but not in the right situations. I mean, he to me is a guy that would be better if you could pick and roll with him, pick and pop, but you know, the development of the outside shot has not been there like I kind of anticipated this season as well. So we're sitting here a week before the start of March still asking the same questions about how to get somebody going in that position or position group.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Josh, I realized this shot very poorly on Saturday against Kentucky, but based on what you've seen as of late in the whole picture from Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer, are those the best two options right now for Tennessee offensively? Should that be where Rick Barnes and this Tennessee team try to run their offense through, is those two freshmen?
Yeah, I think the upside is still very obvious, and we've seen what they were able to do. They needed that last Kentucky performance this past Saturday, and it just wasn't there, and now we see the result. And other guys are going to be able to score. There are going to be some games where Santiago Viscovi is hitting, and I think Victor Bailey Jr., his performance last week against South Carolina and what he was able to do during part of the game against Kentucky on Saturday, that can create some optimism. And while it shouldn't be an excuse for that kind of performance, King Josiah Jordan James back is going to be very important on both ends of the floor, because this team is still going to be driven by defense, and if they can create turnovers, takeaways, and get out in transition, that will help fix some of this offensive conversation that we're having. The number show, and I think the pleasure for a lot of teams, especially Tennessee, if they can create something on defense, it helps them offensively. Josiah will do that. But to your question, just go down the roster. Who gives you the most confidence that they can score game in, game out? It's probably going to be the freshman. But that's why I said I would fix John Fulkerson if I could, because the idea of you're going to rely on two young guys who are still kind of learning along the way, and we just saw on Saturday that the floor can still be pretty low, they need help too.
So I look at this team too, Josh, and I think about, I mean, the college basketball is really tricky these days. You know, you got the transfer market is so big. Like, I watched Michigan yesterday. They got two transfers who are just huge. They would have been an average team, and they got these two transfer guards, and they're like a Final Four team. And I look at Tennessee, They're probably going to lose Johnson and Springer, I would think. I think Johnson for sure. They're bringing in Kennedy Chandler, but then you're losing, I guess, you know, well, of course, there's always a chance that a senior comes back like a Fulkerson, I guess. But what do you think about just like where this program is and how, I guess, tricky it is to kind of keep things from year to year and get old and have that right mix to make a run?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a really tricky year because of the possibility of seniors coming back. Like Rick Barnes said that EJ Anasicki plans to come back next year. That could change, or maybe something changes with Fulkerson to where he would want to come back for a sixth year. I imagine Pons goes ahead and leaves and takes his shot at the NBA after this season. But the transfer market is what makes it so difficult to project from year to year, because I would just anticipate that Tennessee will go out and try to find somebody that can come in, at least one player, maybe a couple of players, who can come in and help right away. Kennedy Chandler is going to be a guy that helps lead Tennessee's offense. I feel comfortable going ahead and projecting there. If Josiah Jordan James is back for his third season, he'll play a huge role in what they do. But I agree. I think Johnson and Springer are expected to leave right now, and that will give Kennedy Chandler an opportunity to maybe fix some of what we're talking about as well. We haven't really directly hit on it today, but have previously. They need more point guard help, somebody to create offensively with the ball. I thought that would be better this season than it has been. With Kennedy Chandler, that should be a fix. But the overall makeup of the roster is a big unknown, because there's some other guys that could opt to leave, maybe be encouraged to leave, and that could create more opportunity to bring somebody else in to try to be an instant fix for the roster.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Josh, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Hey, you got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what Josh had to say there and ask the question, is this Tennessee basketball team destined for an early tournament exit? We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.